You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The only thing I've got for odds and ends I just thought was kind of funny. My wife was telling me that somebody had posted, I don't know if it was a TikTok video about it, about how they had discovered something about KFC and their Twitter account. Now, Jeremy, you happen to follow a whole lot of people and businesses on various social media. Mm-hmm. Is KFC one of them?
I don't believe so. I can double check. I'm to the point where I don't remember who I follow now.
Yeah, because you got thousands
of
them.
I don't know. Yeah, I can look, though. Is it at KFC, you think?
Heck if I know. It's their Twitter account.
That's okay. Well, I'm not active on Twitter.
See, I'm not active either.
But anyway, but the point I do follow them on Instagram.
Okay. Well, maybe they do the same thing. Does it show how many people they follow on Instagram?
12. Is that the
12? Oh,
12.
Because on Twitter, they do 11 because, you know, they're famous for their what?
11 herbs and spices.
So what they do on Twitter is they have 11 people that they follow. They've picked six random men named Herb around the country. And then the five Spice Girls.
That's so good.
And I'm like, you know what? That is damned clever.
That's really good.
So I don't know who the extra person is on Instagram.
There's nothing. They're like following Crocs.
Oh, okay.
Tom Green. The only one that's kind of relevant to that joke is they follow Old Spice.
Oh.
So, and then TurboTax. So I don't know what their deal is with the 12 that they're following. There's got to be some sort of cryptic message within everybody that they're following. But
you know what? I'll bet you're right.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, so I just made it. I thought, you know what? I love it when companies do very creative.
That's good. And you know what? Right now I'm unfollowing them on Instagram. I don't need to follow KFC at all, do I? What am I doing?
Unless you're looking for a nice spicy chicken sandwich or something.
A bucket of something. What am I doing? I got a couple observations from my weekend. We had a really big get together on Saturday for little Lila's birthday party. This was the big family get together. So we had a lot of people over. It was an Encanto birthday, Dom. So as you can imagine, the amount of times that we heard the Bruno song was in the hundreds. We don't talk about Bruno, so it was over and over and over. And she had the cake and all the decorations and all the fun stuff. And we hosted, so we fed everybody. And we made pork carnitas in the crock pot and had some rice and all the fixings and stuff. Are you like me where you cannot accurately judge how much food you need for a get-together?
Yeah.
Every time we do this, Dom, we had buckets of rice left and a whole other like crock pot full of carnitas, and it's all sitting in our fridge, and we could eat off this stuff for easily a week. And you know, it's like, eat more, people, please eat. You're begging people to eat while they're there because you don't want to get stuck with all these leftovers. But my God, we cooked way too much, and this happens every single time.
Is this the thing where you start pushing leftovers on people to take
with
them?
Yes, I was sending stuff. I was sending stuff with my grandma. I was like, please, take some food for the week. Eat, you know? It's the weird thing was, you know, like, as you're making it, you're worried that you won't have enough because that'll look bad, you know? So you're like, well, I'll just add a little bit more to whatever we're fixing, and the little bit more ends up being like five extra meals, essentially.
I think whether it's for a group of people or even just for a family of four, figuring out the right amount of rice is always
science.
Something near impossible about
There's
that.
There's a science to that, absolutely.
I always screw up the amount of
rice.
Well,
the problem with the rice is when you dump it in, it doesn't look like a lot, you know, because it's dehydrated. Right, and then you put them in the rice cooker, and I open up the rice cooker, and it's like coming out of the top. I'm like, oh my God, I made too much rice. Way too much rice. So that went on this weekend. And then thank you to all the listeners who have been messaging me, asking about my little Goldie Fawn who had to go in for some surgery.
What happened with that?
On Friday, they had to remove two teeth. And then while she was in there, we went ahead and got all of her shots updated. They clipped her nails. They tested her for heartworm. And then they cleaned all of her teeth. So she's been, you know, buffed and polished. She's looking good. But because they had to pull two teeth, little Goldie Fawn is on some wicked painkillers. And it's both kind of sad that she's on the painkillers, but hilarious at the same time, because it stones my little dog out.
She's all doped up.
It's the funniest thing. Like, we'll be looking around the house, and they make her go in super slow motion. We're like, where's the dog? Where's she at? And we'll go walking into, like, the dining room, and she's standing there just staring at a chair. And you're just watching her, and she's just and kind of swaying back and forth.
So you're like, whoa.
You're like, whoa, man. Yeah, yeah. So my little stone dog, she's taking pain pills now for the rest of the week, and then she'll be off of it. So okay. I think we're going to try to wean her off so she doesn't get hooked, you know?
So get to the important stuff, though.
$1,000.